This is Dr. Mejia, detailing for the patient Jason Jacobs, medical records 156656, set of birth 3-7-1972. Oh, wow. Referring physician is Dr. Fabio Echavarria. Procedure performed. EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedure. Biopsies, neck hypolipectomy. Date of the procedure, August 25, 2023. Indication screening for colon cancer, GERD. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli. Sorry. Internal hemorrhage number 2, 3, 2 colon polyps removed, number 3, irregular Z line. Next number, diffuse gastritis, paragraph. Death from insertion, second portion of the duodenum, for the colon EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication, aspirin, mental anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Over the procedure, spread double temple, paragraph. Findings. Auto finds appear normal, paragraph. Esophagus, the lines appear slightly irregular, biopsy taken from the bare spirit. Stomach, diffuse erythema, and body biopsy taken from the H. pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, in the rectus sigmoid colon, there is a cysta polyp about 8 millimeters removed by Schneck hypolipectomy, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a cysta polyp about 8 millimeters removed by Schneck hypolipectomy, period, paragraph. Descending colon appear normal, period, paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, inflammations. Number 3, avoidances. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, follow-up in G office in 3 to 4.